Welcome to another edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a weekly program that highlights some of the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. I am your presenter, Carissa Franks Benjamin. Coming up, two new imported cases of COVID-19 recorded for St. Kitts and Nevis. Minister Powell commends Kanaipa for leadership on timely issues, and early shopping encouraged to avoid overcrowding in stores during Christmas season. Two new imported cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed for the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, taking the total to 22. 19 have recovered, and there are now three active cases since the reopening of the borders on October 31st. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hazel Laws made this announcement at the National Emergency Operations Center COVID-19 press briefing on November 24th. The two new cases were returning nationals who entered the country on Saturday, November 21st, said Dr. Laws.
The two returning nationals have been in quarantine since arrival. The protocols that we have established have been adhered to, and these protocols would have been followed along the corridor of containment between their arrival into the country at RLB International Airport and the hotel where they are staying.
Dr. Laws noted that significant contacts of the two cases are currently being interviewed, are being placed in quarantine, tested and monitored.
Our contact tracing system is quite robust here in the Federation.
The chief medical officer stated that all passengers who would have arrived in the Federation on the same flight as the two new confirmed cases are in quarantine and confined to their rooms. Why do we always have to wear masks? Why are we demanding a negative PCR test prior to arrival? Why are we insisting on a 14-day quarantine on arrival when other countries have a shorter period? These are some of the questions that are posed again and again to health authorities in St. Kitts and Nevis as the country continues to successfully manage the coronavirus pandemic. Most experts refer to this as COVID-19 fatigue, as persons grow weary of restrictions imposed because of the pandemic. Dr. Cameron Wilkinson, Medical Chief of Staff of the JN France General Hospital, said that in spite of the daily questions, the health and safety protocols will remain in place to protect the population from the deadly disease. He made the statement on Tuesday, November 24, 2020, following the announcement of two new imported cases of COVID-19 into the Federation. Cases 21 and 22 traveled to St. Kitts on Saturday, November 21st, 2020, and were immediately placed in quarantine following transportation to an approved quarantine facility. They are now in isolation. St. Kitts and Nevis now has three active cases of COVID-19 since the border reopened on October 31st. Dr. Wilkinson is urging residents of St. Kitts and Nevis to remain vigilant in following the non-pharmaceutical measures of sanitizing hands, physically distancing, and wearing face masks as they remain extremely effective in protecting persons from contracting COVID-19. Avoiding large crowds is also a key recommendation.
We are still in the middle of a global crisis. We insist on these standards because they are based on science and have been proven to be effective. Just because one doesn't like the protocols and restrictions does not mean there is not a problem that still needs our undivided attention. These protocols are the reasons why we have remained a country with a low case count thus far, with no current hospitalizations and no deaths to date, and have made us an attractive destination to others.
Medical Chief of Staff Dr. Wilkinson said that the corridor of containment is the term used to describe the robust health and safety protocols governing the arrival of returning nationals and visitors, covering procedures at the R.L. Bradshaw International Airport, transportation to the designated quarantine facility, and quarantine rules. Minister of Education, Youth, Sport and Culture, the Honorable Jonel Powell, has commended the St. Kitts National Youth Parliament Association, SCANIPA, for tackling two issues that are relevant to today's society. SCANIPA staged a mock parliament on Wednesday, November 25, 2020, to adopt a national cultural policy, as well as to debate and pass the Sexual Harassment Bill 2020. Minister Powell addressed the gathering at the start of the proceedings and congratulated them for hosting this mock sitting during the annual celebration of Youth Month. He noted that sexual harassment is very controversial and not discussed as often as it should be.
I think this is something serious. It is something that we tend to find particularly at the workplace. And I commend SCANIPA on taking the bold initiative to address such an issue head on.
As it relates to the national cultural policy, Minister Powell noted that the Ministry of Culture continues to work on the creation of a federal cultural policy to guide cultural development in St. Kitts and Nevis. The federal document will clearly outline the responsibilities and roles of the government, private sector, non-governmental organizations, cultural groups, and others to advance the agenda. The general public is strongly encouraged to be culturally sensitive and respectful to all persons in appreciation of their uniqueness. This was according to a representative for the migrant women, Grace Carr, during her November 25, 2020 appearance on Working for You, where she joined several others to discuss the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Ms. Carr noted that when it comes to gender-based violence and its impact on migrant women, she would like to see several changes. One important change is for persons to be culturally sensitive to the migrant population.
What I find, especially as it relates to migrant women, are that people are very culturally insensitive to their needs. A woman, she might find herself in a country, some persons have probably overstayed, for whatever reason, you know, that is not the issue. People address them and see them as persons who they can sexually disadvantage because they are holding, just putting it colloquially, you are holding the handle and they have the blade in their hand because they are not able to fend for themselves economically. And so sometimes they get themselves in relationships with men that are unfavorable and they hold this economic power over them because they are not from here.
Ms. Carr appealed to persons who are disadvantaged for whatever reason to reach out for assistance. The Christmas and Carnival seasons are weeks away in St. Kitts and Nevis. The festive season is usually accompanied by an increased hustle and bustle in Bastia as persons purchase gifts for loved ones and stock up on food supplies for the traditional Christmas dinner. Medical Chief of Staff of the JN France General Hospital, Dr. Cameron Wilkinson, encouraged residents to get their shopping in a bit early this year to avoid large crowds doing last-minute shopping. Dr. Wilkinson called on supermarket owners to ensure that all COVID-19 protocols are observed, particularly as it relates to wearing face masks, sanitizing hands, and physically distancing. He also reminded persons that they have a personal responsibility to protect themselves.
So if you went to the supermarket and you realize that there's a crowd, you can go back and come back at a later date.
The medical chief of staff urged persons to start their Christmas shopping now.
You don't need to wait until December 23rd or 24th and rush into the supermarket with everyone, and then the place is overcrowded, then you say, oh, I believe that I'll be exposed.
Dr. Wilkinson suggested persons stagger their shopping hours to help ease congestion during the busy season. And that's it for this edition of SKNIS Week in Review. Join us again next week.